Channel Kindness, Stories of Kindness and Community by Born This Way Foundation reporters with Lady Gaga. Read for you by Lady Gaga, Cynthia Germanotta, Hannah Atkinson, Connor Long, Alex Aid, Shadil Esteban, Aisha Mahmood, and Meetu Yilma.
Dedication. Welcome to Channel Kindness. We dedicate this book to any and all humans who inevitably suffer in life. For those who both do and do not yet understand the power of channeling kindness into all the things we do, and to kindness itself. You're the best. Thank you. Love, your kindness punks, Lady Gaga, Cynthia Germanotta, and Maya Anista Smith. Beginning. As I scanned the pages of this incredible compilation of kindness, bravery, community, resilience, and triumph, I was overwhelmed with pride, gratitude, and appreciation for the people sharing their stories with me, with you, and with the world. Contained in these pages is the proof of a kinder, braver world that I envisioned more than 8 years ago when I co-founded Born This Way Foundation with my mother. The proof that I had so desperately prayed for as a young girl, and the proof that I've tried to work tirelessly for over my lifetime. Though I was surrounded by love, I often lived in the world by myself. Whether writing and performing songs on the piano, creating elaborate stories and performances in the most unlikely of situations, turning strangers into friends at restaurants where I waitressed, or, unfortunately, trying to escape the harsh realities of bullies and the unkindness that often surrounded me. The world that I created in my dreams was one in which people led with kindness, were emboldened by bravery, and accumulated love and community. As I read the stories of standing up for love, standing up for others, and the quiet courage it takes to stand up for yourself, I believed the world I created in my dreams could one day be possible for everyone else too. Our book, told from the vantage point of young people from all across the country, highlights random acts of kindness given to and by strangers during periods of grief, loneliness, and hardship. It emphasizes the connection and tender care that come with building genuine friendships, and it is a gentle reminder of the kindness and love we all have the potential to share. I can see that through the hearts and passion of the young people in our Born This Way Foundation family. Our kinder, braver world is becoming a reality. Born This Way Foundation was a movement before it was formalized as an organization. The same can be said of Channel Kindness, which I refer to as the kindest place on the internet, and now the kindest place in print. Both were built out of the experiences that I had growing up and the profound impact that kindness and its absence has had on my life. As I began to tour the world, I would share my experiences on stage and thousands of young people from all over the world would share theirs with me. We would cry together, laugh together, heal together, and promise one another that we'd continue to not only survive, but that we would find a way to thrive. It was in that spirit and with their spirit that we started our work at Born This Way Foundation for a generation of young people who shouldn't have to live in a brave, kind world that only exists in their heads. Our goals at the foundation, and I would venture in our lives for the team of people who have made this work their mission, are threefold: to make kindness cool, to validate the emotions of young people around the world, and to eliminate the stigma surrounding mental health. It will take all of us to accomplish these lofty goals, and we believe that young people are uniquely positioned to create this kinder, braver world because they are filled with hope, compassion, and a commitment to community, and they are defined by diversity, inclusivity, and a distinct perseverance that make them powerful beyond even their own wildest imaginations. In each interaction,